Voel vreemd vanoggend, né? Jo. Ja, en ek het dit gekry, so ons het baie, ja, so, I think before we start, I just wanna, the Lord just lead me, we just come back from India, we went there for 2 weeks to minister, people that invited us, they planted 45 churches, there in the northern part, in Punjab. What an experience, but what I'll do is, I think I'm back somewhere, later the year as well, and then I'll dedicate one Sunday just by showing you all the testimonies and the things that happen in India. And that's why one of the songs that we did there, remember they don't understand any of it. We were the only pale people for the whole time we were in the north. There was not one other pale person. It was just me and my wife. So you can imagine that court judges were running to us to have selfies with us, and because they've never seen this, so it was... Yeah, it was what an amazing experience. And there we did one of the last services we did this hand worship. And wow, just the breakthroughs in people's life. And I'm just going to ask my wife, Anna, and her best friend, and also my daughter, I can call her, Elise.
Good morning, everybody. It's nice to see you all, but it's you're very far away. We're used to being much closer. So there's no pressure this morning. I'm just going to, we're going to bring this declaration this morning. Is there anybody here this morning that says, I don't believe in Jesus? Okay, so we're all on the right track here. We all believe in Jesus, and we all say that we can proclaim the name of Jesus over our families. Is that right? Because some of us have depression. Some of us in our families have something that needs the name of Jesus. Is that right? Not all our family members are saved. So therefore this morning, I'm just going to quickly show you a few. Remember, I always, for the people that don't know me, my mother was deaf. She passed away a few months ago. And this is the language that deaf people speak. It's actually our nation's 12th language, I think, that is now supposed to be happening in schools as well. So I'm going to show you one or two moves, but you don't have to do it if you don't want to. So I want you this morning, if you want to, I'm going to show you. And when we do it, you're welcome. Just we're all going to stand and just make this morning a declaration over your life. So the song says, because your name is power. It looks like this.
So your name is like this. Your name is power. Then it says, your name is healing. First I was sick. I had the fever. But now I am well. So of course, your name is power. Your name is healing. I was first sick, now I'm healed. Your name is L for life. When you bring it from the bottom up, your name is life. Break every stronghold. Is there anybody here today that says, I've got no strongholds in my life? I'm doing...
Father, we thank you this morning that we can declare the name of Jesus over each and every one of us. Thank you for our families, that we bring our families. We sang this morning about come, Jesus, come. We also sang about break things in our hearts. Break through and let the light shine this morning. Thank you that we can just bring this song to you this morning as a declaration over our families, of our own hearts, over our homes, into the streets this morning, wherever we go, that the name of Jesus is above every other name. Amen.
Thank you.
as I said, it was amazing breakthroughs on this song. That people are so in unity. The only thing they long for is Jesus. There's no chairs in the churches. They sit on the ground. There's no churches. In the villages where we minister, it's just a few bamboo poles with some very thin material. And they start church at 9, and we finish about 4 o'clock in the afternoon. And it's in 45 degrees, and that's the almost winter time. So I don't know what it's like in summer. Apparently, it's scorching heat. Now, this morning, I really want to speak to us on the secret key to unlock the power of healing. Because sometimes in our life, we battled that breakthrough in healing doesn't come. But healing is not only about a sickness in my body. It could be anything. It could be depression. It could be offense in my heart. That there's so many things that makes us sick, and God wants to heal this morning. So we will see today that faith by hearing and seeing, listen again, faith by hearing and seeing is the secret key that unlocks and also activates the power of healing with Jesus. God wants to activate the blessing of divine healing in this building today. Are you ready for it? You see, but God wants us to have a level of faith that will overcome any situation or any sickness. See, that's the kind of level of faith you need to know. You see, the faith that Jesus spoke about when he said, faith like a mustard seed, that we can even, a seed growing into a huge tree, that we can have even the authority to address mountains. Mean that we can take authority in the spiritual that will make a difference in the natural. Hebrew 11:1 says, faith assures us of what we hope for, and it gives us proof of what we cannot see. But in the New Testament, this faith is a different level. It speaks of a divine seed that God actually implants within us, inwardly. So to make us to have assurance in him and also reliance in Jesus Christ. Of Jesus, there was many miracles, but only 37 of Jesus' miracles was mentioned in the New Testament. And we read in Gospel of John where he said that this was only a few of the miracles that Jesus did that was actually mentioned, where he was bringing healing and deliverance. All these miracles were witnessed or heard of in that times. So, did Jesus have different reasons why he is healing? Yes, for sure. First of all, he wanted to show the power of forgiveness. When the lame man was lowered through the roof by his friends before Jesus, he said, your sins are forgiven. Stand up and walk. He wanted to show the power of forgiveness. But also, Jesus recognized the faith of the four friends that was carrying him. Secondly, the man with the withered hand. Jesus healed him when and where? On Sabbath, in the temple. Actually to oppose and take on the Pharisees about the misunderstanding and the misinterpretation of the Sabbath. Then Jesus healed people privately and instructed them not to speak about it. Like the man with leprosy. He said, you go to the priest and let him declare you clean. And then Jesus healed people. Sometimes he had to travel, like with the daughter of Jairus. Sometimes Jesus just spoke a word right there and then, and people were healed. But sometimes Jesus held back. And Jesus would actually be on course somewhere, and something will change his course. And what do you think that compass is? It's called faith. Because we see it in this story because in all these healings, you saw the compassion and love of Jesus when he healed. He was focusing on the man. He was focusing on the person. He was looking at the heart of the person every time that he was giving healing the people. He was giving his full attention to every person that he healed. Like Bartimaeus, a blind man who was brought before Jesus. He was screaming. He said, Son of David, and Jesus came to you, and Jesus said the following, what would you have me to do for you? You see, immediately, Jesus stopped on course, walked up to the man, and showed him that he's interested in what his story was. And then Jesus healed many by touching them. And after touching these people, we take the man that was demon-possessed. I mean, he went into areas and he started spreading the gospel. But his faith only came when? Was strengthened after he was healed. But there's one story that is different from all the other stories of healing in the Bible. And that's the woman with a condition of bleeding. You see, she was healed by her faith in hearing and then touching the seam of the hem of the cloak of Jesus. And we read there in Mark 5, verse 24 to 34. And there was a large crowd. A large crowd. So it means that was so many that they couldn't be counted. A large crowd that followed and pressed Jesus on all sides. So he was in between this crowd, and this was, he was on his way to, because Jairus' daughter was very sick, and he asked Jesus to go and pray for her. And then on the way there, he was pressed by everyone, and there was a woman that was subject to bleeding for 12 years. Now, women would know what that means. That must have been horrible. For 12 years, she suffered a great deal under many physicians, many doctors. She spent all she had, the word says. She spent everything she had. And instead of getting better, she was getting worse. When she heard about Jesus, it's written there, when she heard about Jesus, she came up behind Jesus in the crowd and touched his garment. Because she thought, if I can only touch his clothes, I will be healed. Immediately after she touched, she felt that the bleeding dried up, the word says. And Jesus turned around and said, who touched my clothes? You see, the disciples was in awe at that moment because they said, but Jesus, wait a minute, have a look. Everybody is touching you and pressing against you. Why do you ask who's touching you? And he says, no, who touched me? And he looked around to see who did it. And then a woman, knowing what had happened to her, she was there. And it says there that she was trembling with fear to tell him the whole truth. Because remember, it was extremely tough for her for 12 years. She struggled with a condition that made her unclean and unfit to be a mother, to be a wife to her husband. She was not allowed to socially be interacting with her own family or anyone else. She was actually casted out. Now she came in a crowd and she touched Jesus, and he's asking, who touched me? According to the law of the Levites, it said there that a woman should not touch anything, because anything she touches becomes unclean. So she couldn't even care for her family. But her faith came by healing. She went against all these Jewish laws and what the Levites prescribed, and went into public when she heard Jesus was there, and she went to touch his cloak because she knew that would be enough to heal her. Now in Romans 10:17, there's a promise that says that our faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Who is the word? Jesus. So the word was there. So she heard, she saw the word. And it was her faith, and only her faith, that recognized the power that was in Jesus that could heal her. You see, faith is that connection between reality, our sickness, our discomfort, and the supernatural. Faith is that connection. You see, her faith followed him into a large crowd, pushing her way forward. I believe at some stage, when she touched the hem of his garment, she had to be on her hands and feet, crawling between all the people to touch. Then Jesus asked the following question, who touched me? Now, everyone touched us. And that was one of the things I worried. But why, Lord, was only she the one that was healed? Not one of the other people that touched Jesus or rubbed against him was healed. I mean, surely there must have been one person there with faith, but it seems like there was none, because it was her faith that healed her. You see, faith is that connection that actually activates the power of healing within Jesus. Our faith activates it. So there's something that we need to do. You see, we read after that Jesus asked who touched him. She was scared, and I think we had many questions. What's going to happen to me now? Because he was a rabbi as well. What's he going to do? Are they going to stone me? Are they going to cast me out? What's going to happen to me? Would he take the healing away? Would she be in trouble? But she had took faith and courage of this woman to press forward and then admit and acknowledge it was me. You see, this was actually, I call it extraordinary bravery from this woman in that times they lived, because she could have been stoned to death to declare in front of everyone what has just happened to her. But see, Jesus knew something significant has happened. There was this sudden feeling of power that left him. He felt power leaving him. It was almost unexpected, but I know that Jesus knew who she was. But there was a reason why he called her out. See, he recognized this touch was different from all the other touches, because normally he was the one that went to the sick and touched them and they got healed. Now somebody touched him and he felt power left him. You see, he recognized the touch was different because this was a touch of faith that was igniting this power within him and released upon her. Because immediately it says, she felt the bleeding stopped. You see, it was this woman's faith by hearing that draw the power of healing from him. It was her faith that moved her forward and that eagerly seeking Jesus. Are we eagerly seeking Jesus? Are we pushing through the crowds? Is the question this morning. See, by faith, she was healed instantly. See, there wasn't a time of period. There wasn't the muscle memory. Some people explain, you know what, you will get healed maybe in a week. Or there was an immediately she was healed. And I think she was aware already by just having the faith. She had the secret in her hand that is written in Romans 10:9. Because if you confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord, and you believe with your heart that God raised Jesus from the dead, you will be saved. And the word saved, the same interesting, I went and I looked up the word saved. And the Greek, it says it's zotso. It means to save someone from suffering. One suffering from a disease, to make them well, heal wholesomely, to restore everything. And that's what it means. So even then, not only was she saved, but she was healed as well. But an interesting fact when I prepared the sermon was that in that time, this following part, there was other people, men, that came from the same countryside where she was. And look what happened to them in Matthew 14:36. Much later, they came and they begged Jesus to let them touch the hem of his garment. And everyone, it says there, everyone that touched the hem of Jesus' garment was healed. You see, a woman's faith brought healing to others. It was almost as if she spread the gospel with that instant healing. She was the one who told others and showed others. They could hear, they could see what Jesus had just done. You see, I believe that they heard or saw something, and that encouraged their faith as well. They came to Jesus desiring. It says in the word, they eagerly desired Jesus just to allow them. They asked permission. This woman didn't. She saw Jesus for who he really was, a God of healing, the Jehovah Rapha. She went up, she pressed through in her bad circumstances, and she went up and she touched it. She didn't ask for permission. You see, this was, I think, strange for the people in that time, and even in our times when something like that happened, because we always want a scientific explanation. Or we want to see, but how's this really working in the natural? Give me a natural explanation. There is none. You see, let's rewind just for a little bit back to when Jesus was asked by one of the temple leaders, Jairus, who said, please come, pray for my daughter. She's very sick. He was on his way there. He had a mission to go there to heal his daughter. And then the woman touched him. He stopped immediately. He didn't say, woman, go away. You're unclean. Or go home, I will see you. Or go home. No, he stopped and gave all his full attention, his compassion and love to this woman at that moment, knowing that there's somebody's daughter that's busy dying. Because he said, my little daughter is dying. Please come and lay your hands on her. Then she will be healed and will live. You see, Jesus also knew why it was important for this woman to show herself. There was a reason for it. Because you can imagine, after 12 years of bleeding, she suddenly walks into the synagogue and she comes to her family and said, I'm healed. Who's going to believe her? Nobody's going to believe her. Not even the priest will declare her clean. But by calling Jesus out, when Jesus called her out, he was making it public for her to tell her story. And he did not only heal her physically. He came to restore everything in her life. Restore her in the community. He restored her in her family. And that's what we need as well today, because we are like that woman with bleeding, walking around with the sicknesses, offense in heart, this depression, all these things that's busy crushing us daily. And we run to doctors for answers. Nothing wrong with doctors. Luke was a physician as well. But sometimes we think my problem, my sickness is too small for God or too big. Nothing too small, nothing too big for Jesus. She restored in every way. And he gave her all the time in the world there to tell her story. He didn't stop and say, I'm in a hurry. Woman, you are healed. Go. No, he gave her time. And I can just imagine how Jairus was pulling Jesus. Jesus, come. My daughter is dying. Please. But he was adhering to this woman. She was the most important person at that moment, because she came and pressed through for the anointing, for the healing. He didn't go there to pray for her. She was the one who pressed in. And sometimes we sitting outside, we are spectators in the church. And that I've seen when I was in India. There's no spectators. They take part in everything. This thing that we did this morning, they can't even understand any word of English. They were all doing the sign language. You see, Jesus wants us this morning to press in. To press in to his presence to receive the healing. We're always standing as a beggar, wanting something from him. You see, instead of Jesus telling her not to tell everyone what he's done, he was declaring it to the world so everyone could know what he has done and that he is Jesus and he heals. You see, her persistence and faith activated the power of divine healing. She was persistent. She didn't worry what people will say. How many times do we worry? I don't want to walk out now because I am in leadership. And if I walk out now for somebody to pray me, the people will think I'm a weak leader. No, she didn't care about her circumstances. She wanted to be healed. Are you that eager this morning to be healed by Jesus that you will get up and doesn't matter what people say? But see, we're always too worried what people says or not says. You see, it was all about her level of faith. She said, if I can only touch his clothes, listen to the words, I will maybe be healed. No, I will be healed. She knew who she was touching. Do you know who you are worshiping? Do you know the amazing Jesus that we are worshiping, that we are praying to? She knew. That's why she touched him. And she knew she will be healed. You see, it was all about the touch. Now, the word in Greek, it's haptomai, is the word in Greek for touch. It means to fasten oneself to. She fastened herself to the healing power of Jesus by touching him. It also says, adhere to, cling to. And that was her perseverance when she pressed through the crowd, is that she had this desire to go to Jesus. Nothing could stop her. She was clinging even to this faith in her mind. And I believe that if people tried to keep her, at the end she would have been, just because of her faith and pushing through, Jesus would in any case have healed her. But see, Jesus wanted to show and to tell a story even for us today. There's a story for us in this as well. You see, the divine power of healing was activated at once when Jesus felt power left his body. Immediately he felt. You see, even if he was on his way on another mission, you see, Jesus didn't delay anything. He didn't delay and say, wait for me. He went and he healed her. You see, later we do read that Jesus went and at that stage, Jairus' daughter died and he raised her from the dead. It was the same thing with Mary Magdalene, all when they were crying, when Lazarus died. Jesus wept with him. He wasn't crying because he was dead. He was crying because of the doubt and little faith that they had that he could not maybe raise him from the dead. That's why Jesus was crying. Her healing was not anything that can be earned by human effort. Nothing that she did was by herself. It was her faith. You see, in Mark 9:23. Before I read that, you see, the story illustrates one thing of us, that we have to have the level of faith that will not be influenced by my circumstances. You see, that's the faith God wants us to have, that we will not be influenced by our circumstances. We have a level of faith above it, like an eagle that soars on its wings, looking down to the storms of life. Mark 9:23 says, Jesus says, all things are possible for those who believe. So if you believe, you will receive. Say, believe, I will receive. Ah, take five, donkey. Well done. Yes, I can hold the mic. I can do the next one. Yes, thank you, Lord. You see, this woman embraced a promise that was given in Malachi 4, verse 3, where it's written, but to you who fear my name, the Son of Righteousness shall arise with healing in its wings. Now, what is this healing? That's so interesting. If we go into the Bible, this wings, the word wings, were also used for the word of borders when the talit, the prayer shawl of the priests that they were wearing, the border ends, the fringes, was called wings. That's where it comes from. Because in Numbers 15:38, it said that they make themselves fringes, wings, in the borders of their garments. And that's where this thing comes from, healing in the wings. And that was Jesus, that prayer shawl that he carried, that was normally hanging almost onto the feet. And that's where she touched. You see, when she and others touched the other people as well, they were receiving the healing wings. She looked upon Jesus and believed that he was who he said he's claiming to be. She didn't for one moment doubt. Sometimes we doubt. I mean, we didn't know what to expect in India. People just come out and they say, this is wrong with me. And we had to ask God for creative miracles. There was no time to doubt. It was only us and Jesus and this people that needed healing. And this is us as well this morning. You are here for one reason, because God wants to bring restoration and healing in your life this morning. Because I believe there's not one person that can stand up this morning to say that I'm perfectly healed. There's nothing wrong with me. She came by faith, pressing into the power, drawing from the source of all sources, Jesus. Do you need healing in your body this morning? Do you maybe need cleansing from some sin in your life? What is there in your life this morning? Maybe, as I say, offense. I don't know why we so easily take offense. And I see it in church. You know what was so amazing there? The unity. I said it in the beginning, but the unity between that people. Getting up 4 o'clock in the morning to get to church, that starts at 9. Getting back home after church, 9 o'clock at night again. Sacrificing a whole day for Jesus. And sometimes when our pastor goes over 5 minutes, we wonder what's happening. There's no clocks, there's no time. Everything is sold out to Jesus. This woman didn't watch the sun of the people, nothing. She was focusing on one thing, and that was her focus was on the one who's going to heal her, Jesus Christ. So if you are here this morning and you feel lost, you feel maybe hopeless this morning, you need to come under the covering of the wings of the healer, Jesus Christ, this morning. Jesus invites you today to come and touch the hem of his garment this morning. There's maybe problems and burdens in your life that you need for yourself, for your family. For a friend, come and touch the garment of Jesus. How does this story have relevance in our lives today? What does it teach me about how Jesus is connecting with me this morning? What is your connection with Jesus this morning? She had no connection. This was her first time she came into the presence of the Savior. We are in the presence every Sunday. But Sunday when we leave, we're back into the world. We lock up the presence and we move. Not everyone, but some of us do. It happens to me as well. What do you do when you're at your end? When there's no finances anymore, there's no answers for this thing in your life. You don't know, you don't have an outcome. You are so depressed, you don't want to go on with life. You see, this woman heard about the Savior. She heard about Jesus. And she placed that faith of her into action. And she went to Jesus. She wasn't waiting for him to come to her. It says she heard about Jesus. It doesn't say what she heard. It doesn't matter. Are you hearing this morning? Is the question. Are you sitting here this morning and you hear what Jesus is telling you this morning? You see, you need to find Jesus this morning. You need to find him. You need to get up out of your comfort zone, your circumstances, and start pressing through your crowd that's holding you back. Through the crowd that has casted you out. The crowd that is gossiping about you. The one that's talking. Those people that's hurting me so much. Sometimes we have to press through the people that's standing in our way. And sometimes it's going to take you to be on your knees like that woman. And what the Lord shows me spiritually is you're going to be on your knees praying. And that praying will be pressing in until he can touch the garment. Was focused only on Jesus. And she knew to get to Jesus, if she can just touch the seam. And this is the picture I want you to have this morning. Almost sneaking behind Jesus. That's what she did. That's why he felt power left him. You see, and when that power left him, well, there's two things that happened. She was healed, and he felt the power that left him. You see, you will know your divine moment where you touch Jesus' garment and power leaves him. You will know where that power leaves Jesus and be imparted in you. I remember I did testify this before. The day when I was 12, when Jesus gave me a creative miracle and a new heart when I was 12. I felt that day. There was a feeling of heat. There was a feeling of excitement. I couldn't wait to get to the specialist to declare me fit and healed, which they did. You see, having faith gives you access to the divine healing power of Jesus. Say, there is power in the name of Jesus.
There is power in the name of Jesus.
Come. There's power in the name of Jesus. So I speak Jesus. I speak Jesus. You see, sometimes because we are in the vicinity, we're part of the spectators. We're part of the crowd. We're in a church worshiping. Doesn't mean you will always get the blessing of healing to be at the right place. All the other people were at the right place rubbing against Jesus. See, because you're in a church does not mean the church is in you. If you go today and you go sleep in you take your car out of the garage and you sleep there for the next month, you will not be a car. So out of all the people who touched Jesus, only one received the blessing of healing. You see, we have to seek him in faith and believe in him more strongly than we believe in anything else. The belief...
I'm
going to
go with you.
Okay, maar staan hier gewoon, laat ze naar jou toe springen. Jump. Jump gauw voor oma. Spring. One, two, three. Right. She's just a bit shy. But what happened? That is what faith is, to believe. You go to your grandchild. He can stand on the roof and say, jump. He's not going to worry. Is dad going to get a cramp or grandpa get a cramp? Maybe a heart attack before I jump and I'm getting the ground or anything. No. He jumps because with everything in him, he believes that grandpa's going to catch him. See, like this woman, we need to focus away from our circumstances, our sicknesses, our problem, and start focusing on Jesus. Peter did the same thing. The moment he took focus off the eyes of Jesus, he was sinking and he couldn't walk on the water anymore. Shift away from your discomforts. Shift away and worrying about others. Worrying about others' salvation. Worrying about how people do it. Don't worry about yours and your connection with Jesus Christ. Shift your focus away from religion. You see, we can sometimes be so religious. When we were there, I mean, there's one of the groups there in Punjab. They are the the main religion there, the Sikhs, with temples and everything. I mean, these people just have Jesus. There's no religion. There's no way of doing things. They just worship. All their songs, they worship for 3 to 4 hours. Only singing, it's all about you, Jesus. That's the only words they sing. There's no lyrics. Some of them do have now instruments, but that's the only words. Just bringing honor and their worship and praise to Jesus. Like this woman, you maybe feel this morning, you're not worth anything. There's some of you, I know, I just sense it in the spirit this morning that sits here and you feel, I'm not worth it. I'm not good enough for my husband. I'm not good enough for my wife. I'm not good enough for my children. Or maybe the place where you work. Like this woman was afraid because she was unworthy. And even when Jesus stopped, I can just imagine what happened in her heart, because she must have heard the synagogue leader, Jairus, asking Jesus about his daughter. Very important man. And Jesus stopped for her. You see, Jesus stopped for one reason. He wanted a relationship with her. And this morning, Jesus is here. His cloak is filling this place this morning. He wants you to touch this morning. You need to seek and push through this morning. You see, sometimes things happen in our life and our hearts get hardened. We can't forgive. If you can't forgive, you stand in the way of your healing. If you take offense, you stand in the way of your healing. If you focus on your depression and your sicknesses, you are blocking the healing power of Jesus. Something in the air. I just felt when I breathed it in. What's the moral of the story? Not doesn't matter how desperate you are in a situation, how big your disease in your body, how difficult things are, even financially, even for your family, you are never out of reach to touch the seam of Jesus. That's an attack from the enemy. We will not stop. Thank you. Now that you've heard that Jesus is interested in you, don't you want to come? Don't you want him to know you this morning? Like he knew that woman. I know that Jesus knew before time that a woman is going to come and touch him. But he had that to happen so that today we can learn a lesson and get the moral of the story. Jesus, he longs this morning to heal you, to bring restoration in your life. He wants to do it this morning. He wants to restore marriages. Maybe there's a marriage here this morning. Things are not going too well. Maybe there's somebody that's already going through a divorce. See, God is not in a hurry. He gives us time. He wasn't in a hurry. Doesn't matter. He's going nowhere. He's there like he was for the woman, waiting for you to touch his garment. How do we touch it? I said, with our worship and our praise, pressing in. You see, we worship and pray. It's nice on a Sunday at church. But what about during the week? Do we really go into worship and pray? Do we press in during the week to seek Jesus, to touch him? Or do we leave it for a Sunday morning? You see, nothing was more important that moment when Jesus stopped than that woman. And this morning, there's nothing more important than you that are sitting here this morning. God wants you to touch him. He wants to stop and hear your story this morning. He wants to that moment of being involved with you. He wants to give you time to explain everything to him, even if he knows. He doesn't worry. He's not in a hurry. And he wants to do what he's done. When the moment he healed her, what did he tell her? He called her daughter. You see, and today God as well says, come, let me heal you. I want to call you my daughter, my son. You see, it says, by the stripes of Jesus, I am healed. You see, he took my sicknesses. He's taking everything this morning. He's carrying your pain this morning. I believe it's the will of God for you and me this morning to be healed, because he's the Jehovah Rapha. Don't everybody just want to stand? Where's Louis? All I want you to see this morning is this crowd of your difficulties, this crowd that's holding you back of the sickness, the disease, the problems, financial, physically, spiritually, doesn't matter. Jesus says this morning, I am the Jehovah Rapha, I am the healer. Glorify me. You see, the glory of God, there's no match for it. Lord, I come this morning and I want to declare, and you can pray that in your heart with me. I come this morning and I declare, I start warfare against every stronghold over my life and the brokenness in my body, Lord. Lord, every high thing shall exalt itself against the knowledge of God and is torn down and cast into the sea this morning, Lord. Lord, I can see these people that's got agony and pain in their bodies. There's kidney problems. Lord, there's high blood pressure. There is diabetes. There's just so many things. But Lord, this morning, we come and there's every high thing that exalts itself against us this morning, Lord. We will come and we will raise a banner for you this morning, Jesus. Every mountain, Lord, will be removed through the working power of Jesus Christ this morning. Lord, we come this morning, and I want to come, Lord, and I want to command sicknesses, diseases, all pain to leave our bodies right now in the name of Jesus. Lord, I can see in the spiritual, this building is filled with your cloak this morning, covering each and everyone under your cloak, under the wings of your healing this morning. Lord, we come and we declare healing, Heavenly Father. You are our healer, Jesus. And at the sound of your name, every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess, Lord, that Jesus Christ is the Lord over all the earth. Lord, I declare and I decree this morning that I hunger and I thirst for your healing touch. Lord, but we want to reach out. We want to press through our crowd of circumstances this morning. We want to press in and we will fall down on our knees, touching the hem of your cloak this morning, Lord. Lord, by the blood of Jesus Christ, I declare this morning that we are healed, that we are delivered. Thank you, Lord, that you set us free this morning. Set us free from offense. Set us free from depression. Set us free from anger. Set us free from all this unforgiveness in our hearts, Lord. Lord, that we can declare that we are eternally released from that. Lord, in the name of Jesus, we break every curse of infirmity, sickness, and premature death. We come against the spirit of death this morning in our bodies, Lord. In the name of Jesus, we break every curse, even of witchcraft and idols and destruction in this area, over our bodies from both sides of all our families, Lord. All our family we include. In the name of Jesus, we speak to every sickness in our bodies, in the bodies of our family members, and we command it to leave in Jesus' name. Lord, I even come this morning and I speak to infections. Infection in bodies to come out of the bodies in the name of Jesus. Lord, we release this morning by your power, the power of Jesus, miracles of healing, Lord, in our bodies and into this place. Lord, that this place will be called a place of healing. People will come here, Lord, and they will be healed from their diseases. They will be healed and restored, Lord. You will bring through this place restoration in families. Because today, Lord, you've got many standing up this morning reporting for duty. But Lord, you also said, if you pick up your cross, you follow me. And we know, Lord, that it's not always easy. Lord, we believe this place for miracles of healing. Lord, we thank you for healing that you brought to this place this morning. And Lord, that there will be testimonies that we'll be giving for healing in the bodies this morning, Lord. We believe like a child believe, Lord. Like you said, that children, the way they believe, do not chase them away. Lord, we come and we speak to every condition, every discomfort in our hearts, in our lives, Lord. I come this morning, Lord, and I pray unity, the word unity over this church. Lord, that you will start to bring unity between all the people in this church and coming to this church. That they will stand up as one body, Lord. That they will stand up as it's written in the Psalms, that you will command the blessing where the brethren are in unity. Bring unity, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Forgive us, Lord, for allowing fear and shame and guilt, self-rejection, self-worth, self-hatred, unforgiveness, Lord, bitterness. Forgive us for pride, for rebelling to open doors for sicknesses and infirmity in our bodies, Lord. We renounce these things this morning in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, that you are carrying our sicknesses and our infirmities. Lord, we can break all curses of sickness this morning and diseases. And we command, Lord, this morning that the spirit of sickness will come out of bodies this morning and will never come back again, Lord. Because from this morning we want to be like that woman of that had the condition of bleeding, Lord. That we will, this morning, our faith will be our power moving us forward to come and take a touch of you this morning, Lord. Thank you that we know, Jesus, that you are the Jehovah Rapha, that you are the God of healing. And there's no problem too big. There's no circumstances too troublesome for you. Because you are the God of impossible. You are the God that makes things possible. You are coming against all impossible things. Lord, this morning we come, our faith. Let our faith be the connection between natural and the supernatural this morning. Let there be a supernatural touch in people's life. Lord, I come and I ask, I pray there for a corporate anointing in the house this morning. A corporate anointing of your fire in the house this morning, Lord, to touch people's hearts, to touch people's lives this morning. No more in the name of Jesus. Lord, in those hardened hearts this morning, your word says, your word is a hammer that will break the hardness of the heart. You will replace that heart with a fleshy heart this morning. That's what I'm asking, Lord. Thank you, Jesus, for loving us. Thank you for loving us so much that you sacrificed everything at giving your life for us. So there can be a day like today that there are healing in people's life. Thank you for the restoration, even in marriages this morning, Lord. Thank you, Lord, that your word came straight this morning and that people heard this morning. And Lord, their faith will be by hearing. And we declare this morning in the name of Jesus. Amen.